Welcome back, Gary. I'm calm, professional female, and today we're stepping into one of those subjects that can feel both exciting and intimidating: investing and building wealth. At its heart, investing is not about chasing hot tips, predicting tomorrow's headlines, or finding a magical shortcut. It is the practice of putting resources to work today in the hope of creating greater value over time. Wealth, meanwhile, is broader than a large account balance. It can mean resilience, flexibility, and the ability to make important choices without every decision being dictated by the next paycheck. As we explore this topic, keep three ideas in mind. First, the foundation matters. Before taking investment risk, it helps to understand cash flow, expensive debt, emergency reserves, and the purpose of the money being invested. A strong portfolio cannot reliably compensate for a fragile financial base. Second, risk and return travel together. Investments that offer greater potential growth usually bring greater uncertainty, sharper price movements, or a higher possibility of loss. The practical question is not simply which investment earns the most. It is, which risks am I taking, why am I taking them, and can I remain committed when conditions become uncomfortable? Third, behavior can matter as much as selection, diversification, reasonable costs, a suitable time horizon, and consistent contributions may sound less dramatic than choosing a winning asset. Yet disciplined habits can help protect investors from common mistakes: concentrating too heavily, reacting emotionally, trading without a clear rationale, or confusing recent performance with lasting quality. You may hear terms such as compounding, asset allocation, inflation, volatility, and rebalancing. Each is a tool for thinking rather than a command to act. The goal is to understand how these ideas connect, where they can be useful, and where they are often misunderstood. Personal circumstances differ, so education should support thoughtful judgment rather than replace individualized professional advice. So, before considering any stock, fund, bond, property, or other asset, let's begin with the question that gives every investment decision its direction. What do you want your wealth to make possible, and how much uncertainty can you genuinely accept along the way?